we got to talk.
I know that, anyhow.
Mr. Rogers?
Make a motion that Sussex County Council come out of executive session back into regular session.
I can hardly say no.
Second?
Paul say yes.
Second, we got a second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Move to second, we come out of executive session into regular session.
Paul.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
And Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, Dave, you want to make it?
But is there any prior discussion necessary, Jim?
No, no.
I'd like to make a motion that we grant the authority to the county administrator to participate.
Legal procedure? Legal procedure?
Litigation is a word.
Litigations.
To participate in litigation against DNRAC or for the pollution control strategy regulations that have currently been implemented.
Second.
We move to second that we give authorization to pursue the legal, I guess.
You already said it.
Beg your pardon? Litigation toward the Inland Bay strategy, pollution control strategy. Mr. Cole?
I think it would be embarrassing for the Sussex County Council to take legal action against the Department of Natural Resources of this state that is trying to protect the inland bays by establishing some measures to do that, and I think it would be outrageous for us to do that. I think there's some lawsuits out there, and there are, that we need to just sit back and let, if there's some injured parties, they should be.
Okay. Your vote's now then?
But I think it's just basically we're partnershiping with the Positive Growth Alliance, and that's outrageous. I don't think we should be doing that.
Yeah, as far as I'm certain, you make a motion out of this.
My motion is independent of that.
Okay.
But
all
no,
right.
Vote no.
Thank you. Is your vote no, Mr. Cole?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Mr. Phillips?
We shouldn't be doing it. It's a bad precedent.
The bad precedent is the usurping of county authority for land use decisions that have been vested in the county government by state statute and title. And if we don't take a stand here, we might as well turn over all land use authority to the state. I believe it's the right thing to do. I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I was concerned when I heard that the legislature, House and Senate, did not agree with what, moving forward with the buffer thing, and then DNRAC comes back with a regulation. And it was kind of under the rug and around the corner, and then all of a sudden announcements made and it's signed. And with that, I think that we need to, it will go nowhere. The farm community, a lot of people will be affected. I think that we need to be involved. I vote yes.
Doesn't affect farmers.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It does.
Buffers around their land.
My vote is also that to support the motion, Mr. Phillips, because I said if I'm not mistaken, in some of the meetings we sat at, that they assured us that that they should, their authority was not in that part, and I think that's what happens when you give bureaucratic power. They're sitting on that branch, just waiting to get you. Say, and they're waiting to get Sussex County. So the motion passed.
Okay. Next.
Yeah, man, get out there.
Next.
All right. Anything else other than the go to the public hearing? Okay. We're finally going to make it. Only 1 hour and a half late. Isn't that about right? Maybe a little longer. 7:30, 8:30. 2 hours and a half late. Excuse me. Mr. Griffith, would you like to run the meeting, please?
We've got two public hearings tonight. Dartmouth Ventures LLC and RT Absher, and both are represented by legal counsel, so I don't think we need to run through the procedures. Okay. They're both well acquainted with them. Mr. Lank, can you give us a rundown of what happened on the first one at the commission?
Yep. First application is conditional use 1751. The application of Dartmouth Ventures LLC. For the benefit of council, I pass down copies of documents provided by the applicant. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for one or two business offices or one or two retail shops to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 26,330 square feet, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Wilkins Road, being Road 206 and Route 1. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on October 23rd of 2008, whereby we held public hearing. The applicant provided an exhibit folder similar to the folder just presented to council. That folder contained a copy of the application, photographs of the site, a copy of the deed to the property, a copy of the future land use plan map with a comprehensive plan, a site plan, and a letter providing suggested proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions of approval. The council or the commission was provided with copies of or the comments received from DLDOT, as is part of my record. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Arnold Wells was present with Robert Whistle, Jr., attorney, on behalf of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1751 for Dartmouth Ventures LLC based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along Route 1 at an intersection, and DLDOT has required that the entrance be from Wilkins Road. This is an appropriate location for this use. Two, the application is now limited to professional and business offices. Just to clarify that, during the public hearing, the applicant stated they would withdraw that proposed retail portion of the site. Three, the project with the proposed conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to business and professional offices. The offices may be used for such services as law offices, accountant offices, doctor's offices, engineering offices, real estate offices, or similar uses. B, the use shall comply with all DLDOT regulations and requirements. C, two lighted signs not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, hours of operation shall be limited to one no earlier than 8 a.m. to no later than 8 p.m. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0. In reference to C of the conditions, where it references two lighted signs not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted, that basically by code would have to be one on each road frontage. It couldn't be two on one, like two on Route 1 or two on Wilkins. It would be one on each road.
We need to clarify it a little better than what you're saying, Mark.
Yeah, but just to let you know, that's what the law
says. Order says on each road.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Lang?
Aren't you finished?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Mr. President, good evening.
Good evening.
Cole. Mr. Rogers, I'm Robert Whistle on behalf of Dartmouth Ventures, LLC. Its managing member, Bill Vernon, is standing to my left. Bill, I'd like for you to just brief the council, and we will be brief this evening. The Planning Commission has recommended unanimously approval of this application with the conditions. Gentlemen, if you could take a look at the photographs that we've provided. Bill, on the first page, it shows a photograph looking south on Route 1 towards the property. This is approximately 5/8 of an acre property lying 49.6 feet from Route 1. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the bottom picture on that front page shows the notice and just about the distance off of Route 1. Is this property suitable for residential use any longer?
No, it's located just off Route 1. The heavy traffic really precludes any residential use.
Gents, the road along which the picket fence is located is Wilkins Road. That goes back and intersects with Route 30 at Wilkins Road. And on the back side of this photograph, you'll see the back of the premises. It's a two-story frame structure. There's a, Bill, there's three bedrooms.
That's correct.
Two and a half baths.
Yes.
Living room, dining room, kitchen on the first floor, and a sunroom on the south side.
That's right.
Could you briefly tell council what you anticipate will be the office structure within the building? Are you going to expand the footprint at all?
No, we don't expand. We don't have any plans to expand. What we really would like to do is just fix it up, paint mostly aesthetic improvements, paint, and improve the appearance of it to make it suitable for professional office use.
This is approximately 2,800 square feet of interior space.
That's about right.
And you heard the list of uses that the Planning Commission suggested in their recommendation of approval. Are those uses for real estate? You have a real estate office?
That's correct, yes.
For accountant's office, dentist's office, physician's office, and other type of business offices, that's satisfactory to you if this application were to be approved?
Yes, that would be fine.
I note the one photograph that I took at the bottom of the second page is for Hearthstone. This is an RPC. Mm-hmm. And, gentlemen, that's right at the intersection of Route 30 and Wilkins Road, just west on Wilkins Road from the parcel, probably 500 feet.
Yeah, it's about four or five building lots to the west.
And that RPC is approved for retail offices and
Mrs. Lynch used to live.
Retail offices and residential uses as well. So we believe that this is in compliance and in character with the surrounding property. If I could just go through a couple of site items that the Planning Commission discussed but Lawrence did not read. The site is within the study area for the Milford Water and Sewer Systems. Bill, this particular parcel is served by well water and a private septic.
That's correct, yes.
And it's functioning properly?
Yes, it is.
You're right across the street from the Municipal Water and Sewer Service of Milford?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. They're in the study area, gents, but they're not within the district yet. The parcel is also served by the Milford School District, by the Carlisle Fire Department, and Delaware State Police Troop 7. The now applicable June 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update identifies this parcel as a town center, and on page 13.3, the town center language proposed states that significant growth is proposed to be clustered around incorporated municipalities in unincorporated areas just beyond the municipal borders. That's exactly what we are. We're just beyond the Milford border, and actually using a parcel which could be incorporated into the sanitary sewer district. It is also within the Sussex County planning district for the Sussex County Lawrence site. In your notes, Lawrence, you didn't mention it, but it's in a, excuse me, just a minute.
Out in the district.
Billy must be charging you by the hour.
Not tonight, Mr. Cole.
I hope not.
I'm glad he didn't charge me for pizza.
It's within the study area. Within the study area for the Sussex County Sewer District. We believe that this is in compliance with the comprehensive plan update. The limited business office use, we have deleted from the application the retail store application that we started with. Mr. Vernon talked to the neighbors. They registered some concern about any retail stores. We deleted that from the application prior to the Planning Commission's hearing. That's in a nutshell, gentlemen. It is no longer suitable for residential uses. This is probably the most, I don't want to say insignificant, but it's certainly the least extensive. It has the smallest impact of any conditional use application that I can think of that's been presented to you in the past several years. There was no opposition at the Planning Commission hearing. The Planning Commission recommended it by unanimous vote. We ask you to do the same this evening. If you have any questions for us, we're ready.
Rob, I just got one.
Yes, sir.
And of course, I might be stealing George's thing because you always ask about the residential look. You know, you're going to keep the existing house and just basically remodeled inside?
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
There's no expansion of the...
Right.
And, you know, basically, then we always put in that if they're going to do that, just keep it with the residential look.
Well, my main concern was the entrance to Lewis being the most, because of historical significance. I don't know if Milford and this approach would have the same...
Well, I mean, there is not many.
Country.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to put that in on this one, Finley. But it's a good point. I know.
I mean, for that area, I mean, I grew up just down the street.
Took me years, but you're finally coming around.
Mr. Cole,
he's thinking like I am now. It's a shame you're leaving.
Don't go that far.
Del Dot will not be permitting us to use the driveway that presently exits onto Route 1.
Right. So I mean, that would you wouldn't have any issues if we left it, say, kept it residential looking?
Kept it residential looking.
They're just going to paint the outside.
No.
Other than that, I don't quite know what that means.
Well, it would look like a house.
We're not going to change the exterior structure.
But they're not changing it.
We're not going to change the exterior structure.
You've got to make it all ADA compliant and all that mess too, right?
We probably fall underneath the occupancy level for that, but...
I'll put a damper on it.
I'm sure my client will be inclined to
That's
do so.
If it's,
yeah. Is this going to be for a limited use or because of something coming up? No.
What do you mean by that?
The road.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. No,
We're not sure what's going to happen there with the overpass.
Yeah. They're talking 9 years.
This would not be inside the Cobra Leaf, wouldn't it? This would be under the Clover Leaf.
If it occurs, but I'm not.
If it occurs, yes.
Yeah, they say next year.
I can assure you, we're not going through this process that has taken now 13 months to gain
almost 2 years total.
Gain appreciated value for the.
Well, that may be 6-8 years down the road. Who knows?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Did you have any? You didn't have any problem with the 5 conditions at the P&Z?
No, sir.
Okay.
We suggested them to them.
All right. Let's move along then. Sounds good to me.
Tim? Thank you. Okay. Great. First of all, we've got to close the air. Any other discussion?
Wait a minute.
Well, I guess we got to ask if there's any biopsy.
Anyone here from the public who has an interest in this matter who would like to be heard?
Mr. Willard, you're standing up. Did you have a problem with this application?
Don't listen to him, Tim. Sit back down. Don't listen to him.
Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. We'll close the hearing. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Read it, please.
The title is... An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for one or two business offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Cedar Creek, 100 Sussex County, containing 26,330 square feet, more or less.
I'm not sure.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We approve conditional use 1751.
With those conditions as presented by planning and zoning.
Thanks for helping me out, George. Appreciate it.
Five of them.
Five conditions.
Correct. A through E, right?
Five.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the conditions.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes with the five conditions as stated by P&Z. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being patient with us tonight.
Except-